ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
It is Wednesday, June 26th, the night of the first 2020 Democratic presidential debate. It's Rumble season, baby!
That means I gotta go. I gotta go watch this now, I guess.
You're listening to the Great American Bash. The Great American Bash is a podcast about wrestling and presidential politics.
We wrote a book about that called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. We wrote about it back in 2016, which is a long time ago.
It was when Punk just left the company. There was still hope that he might return.
He had been gone for 2 years. We were all holding
year and
on
a half,
hope.
Year and a half.
We'd all still holding on hope, but hope had nothing to do with 2016.
Hope had not hixed yet. It's going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah.
This
is in the business. They call that ring rust. That's what this is right now.
It's the first show in a while because, unfortunately, neither Chris or I enjoy presidential politics or professional wrestling, and we don't seem to be in the minority when it comes to this.
No, we... I've canceled the network, the WWE network, for $9.99 a month. Was no longer a good use of my money or time.
So the last pay-per-view that you watched live was what?
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania was seven hours long?
It was way too long. It's still going on.
And since then, there's been two pay-per-views or three? Three pay-per-views? Three with an asterisk.
Yes.
Because one of those pay-per-views was the third edition of the WWE in Saudi Arabia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
The second WWE pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia since the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. So, great time for the WWE.
Yeah, no, they're just raking it in. I mean, that pays the bills, those shows, where they bring out The Undertaker. Not an actual Undertaker, which they might need for all those murdered journalists, but they bring out the character of The Undertaker versus the character of Bill Goldberg, and they 50-year-old men drop each other on their heads, and no one died. I would not have been mad. As a fan of The Undertaker, I wouldn't have been mad if one of them died doing a Blood Money show.
So do I cut that part out, or do I just put that at the top of the show? Because we're pretty much at the top of the show right now.
Yeah,
so
I think let the people know.
This is you are, and Taker's your favorite wrestler.
Historically, yes. This is why you don't start the show with a 30-minute promo parade. You start with the money, the dead wrestlers.
So it's been a time for both of us.
Yeah.
We both have. I think disappointment in both the political field and the professional wrestling field, not because we expected better. This is exactly what I expected, both in terms of professional wrestling and presidential politics, but just no one seemed to understand what we've been writing about and talking about for years at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I think people thought at a certain point the heel gets his comeuppance, mm-hmm. Like in pro wrestling.
And I don't understand why anyone's ever thought that, because that's never actually been the case.
In wrestling or politics?
Both.
Well, the heel does lose temporarily.
Temporarily.
But the heels still have some heat, so they can come back
yes.
and make some more money.
Yes.
But Trump has never been dealt any losses.
No.
I was just trying to think of any time he's lost in the last few years. And it's like, it's minor losses where you're like, for a minute,
the
like,
closest
they got him.
The closest he has come have been the closest Vince has come, and they are roughly at the exact same time. This is in our book. This is not underreported in any way. When Trump bankrupted casinos mm-hmm. in the late 80s, early 90s, and when Vince had a steroid trial,
yep.
and the fact that Vince was able to get off, and the fact that Trump was able to convince banks that his name was worth more than money, has proven true.
Right, still president.
Yeah.
Might be president again. There's probably a good chance because we're having two nights of one field of Democratic debate candidates.
So we're going to be a little bit all over the map, but not really. Let's run through the list right now. By the time you're hearing this, the first debate will have already occurred, but that's not fun. Who cares?
You probably didn't watch it.
Probably. And even if you did.
Well, if you're in D.C., there's probably like a shot special somewhere and you watched it at a bar. You're a fucking nerd. You're a mark.
All right. Well, if you're in Chicago or somewhere better,
you're not a mark.
Probably didn't watch this.
Yeah.
And CM Punk, hopefully, fingers crossed, will return to wrestling, but I would not bet any money on this. I would bet, how much money would you bet that Trump is reelected?
$50 that he is reelected.
I'd go up to $500.
Okay, so yeah, I don't like parting with my money, but but no, that's a good bet to take. I think
it's a safer bet to take. Would you take Trump or the field right now? Because that's how Trump. It works. Same. Okay, let's run through the list of who's debating tonight. Night one of the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. If WWE is smart, they will do two nights of the Rumble.
No, they would do two nights of Mania. Because
one night
Mania
of Rumble?
Was 7 hours.
I don't know. Rumble was incredibly entertaining this year.
And Rumble is always entertaining. So keep it one night and then take Mania, which is not entertaining, and do what New Japan does and do two nights. And you can try to sell at an arena or a stadium two nights.
All right, don't disagree. Here we go. Here's who's arguing tonight. Here's facing off in the Rumble. What we're going to do is not say their policy positions or anything. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What matters is who they represent in wrestling. Are you ready? We have not gone through this list. We have no planned notes for any of these
candidates. We are as prepared as the writers of Raw on a Monday at about 7:22.
Here we go. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Who is Bill de Blasio when it comes to professional wrestling?
So we got to talk it out. Bill de Blasio is a guy who is despised in his home territory,
mm-hmm.
and who thinks somehow by going to a larger territory that also hates where he's from, that will be a winning way forward.
There's like too many people for me to come up with an analog right
but
now.
But also a loser. Like, that's the thing too. We have to pick guys who are just bad at what they do. Not losing matches because it's predetermined, but this is predetermined. Bill de Blasio is, you're not going to hear it about him at another debate.
That's correct.
So you got to think of just a loser? Is it someone
a
who
one-off to... loser who had a cup of coffee in the majors?
What was his cup of coffee?
He was pretty
people
popular
cared about
for a
him
minute.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like a Ty Dillinger.
Fine. Ty Dillinger is perfect 10, starting off with
perfect
number 10.
10. 10, 10, 10.
That's not that bad, actually.
Yeah,
Bill de Blasio
people care, but
is
they're not
Ty
care.
Dillinger. All right. Moving on. Ohio Representative Tim Ryan.
Zach Ryder.
Fair enough. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro.
Who's the worst guy in Lucha House Party?
I was going to go...
Kalisto.
No, Kalisto's better. He's
no,
in, he
like
had the
Lince
U.S. title
Dorado.
For a minute.
I like Lince Dorado.
I was going to go... Who's one of the guys... Who's...
Oh, Primo.
There we go.
Oh my God. It's Primo
go.
Because he's a twin and Primo and Epico are
Thank
cousins.
You.
Thank you.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
Okay, Cory Booker is a man... Who thinks it's a different time? Because Cory Booker thinks he's going to run on hope.
This one, to me, is very obvious.
Hope and change and love and loving your neighbor. I'm just spitballing. Who do you got?
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, no, why wasn't it him? Cory Booker, I mean, that's Dolph Ziggler's thing. Is his whole thing with Kofi is like, I've been here just as long. Why wasn't it me? And Cory Booker, he was in the Senate. Was he in the Senate in 06?
Yes, he was. He spoke at no, he wasn't in 06. I think he got elected with Obama.
Okay.
I could tell you this for a fact, his 2016 DNC speech, which I was unfortunately in the arena for, was the most pandering, like, let this be my 04 Obama speech of the convention. It did not land.
Yeah, his thing is, why did Obama happen? Because Obama people believe, generally.
There we go. Moving on. Elizabeth Warren. This is tough.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren, she's not maybe not in numbers, but I like to think she's like, I like to think she's gonna pull this out.
So do I. So okay. To me, there's an obvious analog.
Go for it.
It's Becky Lynch.
Yeah, this is the man
with a big asterisk.
Yeah. So the thing is, Becky Lynch has already had some success. Elizabeth Warren, like Becky Lynch, when Becky Lynch she had her run when they split the brands, and then she was kind of cold and dead for a few years. It's kind of what
fair to say that's Elizabeth Warren in the 2016 run. Bernie
right.
took the heat.
She had Warren had a big coming out earlier, you know, like post, like in the second Obama term where she kind of came on the scene. She was hot. People had a lot of energy for her. And then she sat out 2016. And that was Becky kind of in the mid card with the women's mid card, which doesn't exist. And then she kind of, you know, what hasn't happened? I mean, Becky got punched in the face. And it became her calling card.
So that's what we're waiting for. That's
waiting
what these debates can be. Elizabeth Warren needs to get punched in the face. Preferably by a cousin of The Rock, and she will be catapulted
she needs
towards
something,
main event status.
She needs something where she can show she's got some edge, because that Native American Pocahontas shit was not it.
Okay, moving on. I like, so far, the man with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke.
All right, this is a guy who was young and hot. A lot of people believed him for a minute. He was jumping up on counters and really getting the people behind him. Turns out, he flamed out and did not have any of the stuff that people thought. He's still around. right? Is he still driving around Texas?
He's still around. I think he's got a better shot than people give him credit for right now, because I think there's someone else flailing, so he doesn't seem so bad anymore.
Who do you think he is?
I'm not exactly sure.
I would say like a guy who's been exposed, like had time on the at the top and was kind of exposed.
Is he the Jinder Mahal of this?
No. I feel like he's got a little more talent.
To the Randy Orton?
No, he's like a Finn Balor.
Okay.
This guy's kind of gotten exposed as like, yeah, you look the part. You're young, trim, you know,
yeah,
white man, but like there's not a lot
I like
there.
The Finn. I like the Finn comparison. Yeah. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Anyone in a hardcore match who throws binders, staplers. She's an ECW. She's a real...
She represents all of ECW.
No, I think she's a real Joey Janela. Stapling dollar bills to
this
heads.
This one's really tough. Hawaiian Representative Tulsi Gabbard.
Maybe it's not that tough. It's like a...
Samoa Joe? I'm just trying to think of Samoans here.
That's offensive. No, she's fucking nuts. So it's like Bray Wyatt. Because Bray Wyatt... It's like the other Wyatt, his brother.
Bo Dallas?
Bo Dallas, who... I think Bo Dallas is more... He's a lizard people
guy. There
we
go. Okay.
So it's Bo Dallas.
I have no... I guess I kind of know where we're going with this one. Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
Old, boring white guy?
Well, what's the organization that Daniel Bryan almost joined if WWE wouldn't renew him that's in Washington State?
The Sierra Clubs? What organization?
Who's ever a Washington State indie wrestler? You are...
Jay Inslee. Yes.
And then finally, rounding it out for night one of the Royal Rumble, former Maryland Representative John Delaney.
Old white guy with a lot of money. He's irrelevant. No one cares about. I used to work for them.
You used to work for him?
He was a client.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It doesn't matter. He's just a guy who's trying to buy his way into this biz. He's a real money mark for himself.
Is this David Arquette?
No, Arquette took some bumps.
Yeah.
No, this guy's not getting Delaney in the ring with Nick Gage. I would pay to see, but no, I don't know. He's just like an old white guy. He's one of, you know, like I can go more generic. He's at
Brooklyn
like a
brawler.
He's at like a big time wrestling show, like the bad indies.
Sure.
And he's selling his stuff, like the stuff in The Wrestler.
Sure.
He's that class.
All right. Well, that's going to close out night one. We'll be right back. We're back. It's night two of the Rumble.
Night two.
Here we go. This one's going to be very tough.
Okay.
Author and activist Marianne Williamson.
That's not a person that exists.
That's a person that... She is the Make-A-Wish segment.
Yeah, she's...
Of the WWE.
She's Connor or she's Dana Warrior.
There we go. All right. She's clearly not Dana Warrior. Maybe she is Dana Warrior.
Maybe she's Dana Warrior.
Woke Dana Warrior.
I don't know what she's into.
Here we go. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. So who had a funny name in wrestling with a... That was the gimmick. He had a funny name.
There is a good one from the 80s. He was like a manager. Pass.
John Hickenlooper is...
No, we just passed because they're going to have to come back. There was a guy... I'm not going to be able... I'm not an 80s guy enough, but there's a guy with a funny name who was a manager that I'm just totally blanking on.
All right, here we go. Entrepreneur, Andrew Yang. He wants
Tony
to give
Khan.
You... There we go. That's clearly Tony Khan. Here's a tough one. South Bend Mayor, Pete Buttigieg.
Okay, this guy, it's a guy who sucks.
You think he sucks? You think this young buck sucks?
No, I like the young bucks. I don't think they're a couple of young fucks. Yeah, so this is a guy who's got that... He looks like a young, cool guy.
He does not... Hold on. He does not look cool in any way.
He doesn't look cool.
He's young and he happens to be gay.
Yes.
But he also served in the military and doesn't understand race relations.
Oh, no, because he's racist. But he understands working at, like, McKinsey.
So who is he?
He's a company man.
Is he Randy Orton?
He's Seth Rollins.
All right.
As Seth Rollins has proven this week on Twitter, big company guy, Seth Rollins, the champ. The man's man. He loves the product. And Buttigieg loves
perfect
neoliberalism.
Let's loop back to former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Have you figured it out? No, I'm going to phone a friend.
All right, here we go. This is the big one. This is the most important one of the cycle. We have to figure this out because we determined last time that Hillary Clinton represented Roman Reigns and Donald Trump represented WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump slash Ric Flair.
Slash Vince McMahon.
Slash all of the greats because Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame for a reason. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
We had figured this out at one point before.
Well, things have changed.
Things have changed. So he's an old buck.
So here's really what it boils down to. Is he Chris Jericho? If he is Chris Jericho, does AEW actually present real competition to WWE? Or is Joe Biden Dusty Rhodes? Is he a guy that never actually... He ran things, but not really. And he bankrupted a lot of companies, and people love him in retrospect. But he never really carried a company.
Yeah, this is a guy who carried a company. This isn't a great... There's parts of this that work. This is a guy who was at the Blood Money Super Bowl, WrestleMania, Bill Goldberg. An old guy who kind of represents an old way of the business and trying to get money out of...
See, my problem with the Bill Goldberg comparison is Goldberg did this post-wrestling.
That's fair.
So,
when he was on The Apprentice with WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump?
If anything, Bill Goldberg to me is more... He's more of your Andrew Yangs. Like someone that's just like, I'm doing this because I've already brained my money. This is something to do. I can't play football anymore. Who is Joe Biden? And I think that's the thing we're going to be discussing.
I think this is the big part of the Democratic debates in this whole process is this the guy? Is this what the business looks like right now? Mm-hmm. Does it look like an old white guy who's not great on race or gender politics and likes complimenting young girls on their looks? Like, is that...
You know what, though? Those three things, you're also describing Stone Cold Steve Austin, the most popular draw in all professional wrestling.
Yeah, but he was at the top. So we got to get someone who's kind of... Who just never could grab that...
Is he Mick Foley?
Someone who couldn't grab that proverbial brass ring.
Is he Mick Foley?
Mick Foley had the belt. Mick Foley made money.
Mick Foley only had the belt because Stone Cold wouldn't give it directly to Triple H.
That's true. It was a guy he respected. So
Stone Cold in this analog is Obama. So who is... Who is Joe Biden?
I think this is the question that Democratic voters are going to have to figure out on night two of the Royal Rumble.
Let's loop back around.
Okay. Vermont. Give me Colorado.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is...
Harvey Whippleman.
There we go. Perfect.
Thank you. Shout out Adam Jones. Fan and friend of the show.
Vermont Senator... Bernie Sanders is...
All right.
This is so clear, but I don't want to say it. I want you to say it. Let's see if we're on the same page.
Let's see.
So clear to me. So
we wrote
clear
a
to
book.
Me.
We're definitely not on the same page most of the time with this stuff. He's the guy who's like kind of minutes has passed. He's kind of crazy.
Huge following, though. Huge following. We think he might be able to carry a company, but probably not. At least not in terms of like a WWE-sized company.
I got nothing. Who you got?
It's Kenny Omega.
All right.
He's Kenny Omega. He's the cleaner.
He's the cleaner. He's maybe going to be one of the top guys on AEW. Maybe not. But he also has had his moment. He was the champ of New Japan for the last few years. Bernie had been, you know, other than losing that, you know, when he lost like a loser. Other than that, you know, he's ahead of a whole movement of Bernie bros.
This is the point of the show where I have to remind Chris that, and you, and me, and everyone in the world, that just because a name sounds like a different wrestler doesn't make them the analog of that wrestler. Moving on to California Senator. We're going to skip that one. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is...
Do you have a good one, or do I have to kind of...
I don't, because the more I find out about her, the more I like her.
Yes.
In terms of
which is the opposite of wrestlers.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's only a handful of wrestlers where the more I find out about them, the more I like them.
Right.
CM Punk is clearly the top of that.
No, Andre, no, no.
The more I found out about Punk, because I found out about Punk before I was into the product.
Yeah, me too.
And then I was like, oh, Punk's the guy that's challenging Chris Brown to a fight. Like, I like that guy.
Right. But then you're like, you don't want to hang out with that guy.
I did hang out with that. Like, that's the kind of guy I hung out with.
No, I know. You don't want to hang out with CM Punk. It seems like a real...
I want to hang out with CM Punk in my 20s, but not my 30s and beyond.
That's a good way to live. So,
but Kirsten Gillibrand, I actually like, oh, she'd be cool to hang out with, period. No qualifiers.
Yeah.
Like, she was the only one that answered honestly when she said her favorite snack was bourbon.
Yeah, I'm going Mox. I'm going with John Moxley
slash Dean Ambrose. I like that.
The more we learn about them, I mean, I think we liked Dean Ambrose before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And then I think the more we've seen with John Moxley, with his limited shoot interviews he's doing, he seems to be speaking the truth. And he's out there putting on, he's had a couple good matches. He's got a new championship.
I like this.
So maybe.
I like this. All right, moving on to Colorado Senator Michael Bennett.
Kurt Hawkins.
Perfect. Moving on to California Representative Eric Swalwell.
Zack Ryder.
Perfect. They did have a belt.
Yeah.
They shared a belt. Okay, so belt. Looping back around, the biggest question, who is Joe Biden? Seriously, who is Joe Biden? I have an idea.
Who do you think?
One of my favorite professional wrestlers of all time, never held the big gold belt, Roddy Piper, is Joe Biden.
Okay, so I like that as far as he is a good I'll beat you up behind the gym promo.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen Joe smash a beer bottle on his head, but nobody's perfect. And
questionable past for Rowdy when it comes to racism and homophobia.
Yeah, no, I think Joe Biden definitely in the 70s would be a guy who would paint himself half black. I think we've come to understand that with his positions on busing in the 70s, his position on being friends with segregationists and racists, which are the same thing, but there's something to say there. I actually think I got this one.
We're going to loop back around. Joe Biden is...
The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Not just because he's the nearest to death, but because the Undertaker guy who was always... He's been a player since, like, 91.
Yeah.
He's been there the whole time. He's had runs near the top.
Yeah.
VP. He's been champion. He was never the guy. He's never... As much as he's a...
I mean, he's anchored a few WrestleManias, and he won the belt at a few of those.
Yes, but he's never been... When you do the lineage and you do from
Hogan to Warrior,
from HH to
Stone Cold,
there's Rock. Like the intermediate guys. Like you even say Brett for a minute.
Sure.
Then you do Stone Cold and then The Rock and then Cena. Undertaker's not in there. He's been there the whole time. He's faced all those guys, but he's never been able to cross it and be the main guy. He's got a gimmick. And then the more you learn about him, like with Biden, the more we're looking back at his record going, he's not great on women or, you know, great with guns or with the black community. You kind of start seeing that stuff with The Undertaker, who's probably a neo-Nazi. So I'm not saying Joe Biden's a neo-Nazi, but I'm saying they're old white guys who are probably more conservative than you'd like to think.
So our two picks to click, I don't think they have a chance in hell.
They got no chance.
There we go. That's the drop. Against Donald are two women, Elizabeth Warren and Christian Gillibrand. We have John Moxley here.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't think either of them have a chance.
And who we say for Warren? She's the man. She needs to get punched in the face by Nia Jax.
So I feel like Elizabeth Warren has the biggest upside of being attacked in these debates. Unfortunately, everyone's going to go after Taker. Everyone's going to go after Biden.
Right.
I think Warren is the one to go after.
Yeah, no, I think Warren, I think the more you see from her, the more you like.
Yeah.
I think that's been the case with Becky. I think she always showed promise, and then when she really was given the ball, she really ran with it. I think I think Gillibrand, I think we know what we're getting from Moxley. You know, we've seen it, whether it's some combination of the indies plus his indie run plus the WWE run, you're going to see. It's not going to be as silly. It's also not going to be as light to be and as dollar bill staple to the forehead. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. We know what we're getting, but there's a ceiling. Like Moxley, he might be able to carry AEW, but he couldn't really carry WWE. And I don't think Gillibrand's got it to go up against the Donald.
So could a tag team defeat the Donald? If you had to pair two of these together, which you probably will.
Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. Any two.
Is there any combination that you think is a feasible opponent to WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump?
No, because no... Tag team, like in the WWE, tag teams don't matter at all, and the VP candidate does not matter at all.
So the only thing that I thought of that we didn't really discuss recently is Obama in all of this is, to me, it's
CM
clear.
Punk.
No, he's John Cena.
Okay.
He's Teflon. He was able to turn negatives into positives. When you think of John Cena, you don't think of the past. You don't think of Stone Cold. You don't think of Hulk Hogan. You think of John Cena. And now when you think of John Cena, you think of John Cena. You don't necessarily even think of WWE. When you still think of The Rock, you still think of WWE. Cena's been able to sort of figure this out in a way that made him impervious to pain, impervious to the disgusting aspects of professional wrestling. That is former President Barack Hussein Obama.
I actually think he's closer. I think the Cena thing is good, but in the same way, I think Barack is like The Rock, because the Rock, I think we think of wrestling. Most people actually don't. I think Cena's still closer and still striving to get the stink of wrestling off himself.
Okay.
Whereas I think Dwayne, as our friend CM Punk would call him, is, I think he's a little farther removed. And I think in that way, yes, you don't think about bombing Yemeni weddings with Obama. You don't think about The Rock's homophobic, sexist promos when you think about Dwayne.
That's
when
true.
When he's anchoring a movie in the summer. And Obama's kept his powder dry. He's not going to endorse anybody in this race. He's going to come out. He'll raise some money when it comes down to it. He really hasn't done anything. He's not talking about how Donald Trump, you know, is a huge embarrassment for the country and the world. He hasn't really done any of that. He's kept his powder dry. And that way, I think that's the Cena one. Because Cena, when they ask him, what do you think about this? What do you think of this? He's like, hey, I'm here to promote Nickelodeon, dumping some gack on my head. Like, he doesn't engage. And I think that's what Obama's done.
Let's close this episode with something that we did not discuss before we started recording. But I have a question for Chris. Chris, did you see what WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump said about 2008 Raw guest star John McCain?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it.
Would you like me to read this?
Yes, please.
And then would you like me to play a certain clip that reminded me of what the Donald said today?
I think everybody's been, will eventually, I think we all will eventually be introduced to The Undertaker. So go ahead.
We needed 60 votes, and we had 51 votes. And sometimes, you know, we had a little hard time with a couple of them, right? Fortunately, they're gone now. They've gone on to greener pastures, or perhaps far less greener pastures. They're gone. I'm very happy they're gone.
Ray, you're looking up towards the heavens like you're looking at Eddie, like you're looking for Eddie. Let me tell you something, bro. Eddie ain't in heaven. Eddie's down there. In hell.
Jerk. This guy's a friggin' jerk.